There was once a young man named Romanus. Romanus was born in the year 490 to a Jewish family in Syria. As he grew from boyhood into a young man, he received a call to the diaconate. He was baptized a Christian and he moved to Beirut, where he was ordained a deacon in the Orthodox Christian Church. After his ordination, he moved to Constantinople, or ancient Istanbul, and he served at the famous church of the Hagia Sophia. As a young deacon, Romanus was often made fun of. He wasn't very good at speaking in public. He stumbled over his words, and when he went to sing or chant a psalm, all the other priests and deacons rolled their eyes at him and made fun of Romanus. He was nicknamed Romanus the Poor because of this. It's not very nice, is it? Can't imagine the nicknames my community could give me. Glad we don't do that anymore. So one night, sweet Romanus the Poor was at an all-night Christmas Eve vigil. He went up right here to the lectern to read a psalm. He stumbled over the complex language and he fumbled his way through, and the other clergy began to taunt him. He burst into tears, and another deacon came forward, quietly put his hand on his shoulder and said, "I'll take it from here." Romanus went back to his seat, embarrassed and humiliated. He slumped down in a choir stall. He burst into tears, and sitting there feeling so low about himself, Romanus fell asleep. As he snored away in the church, and I'm sure with the bishop rolling his eyes, looking at poor little Romanus, Romanus began to dream. In his dream, a woman came to him. Her beauty and strength overwhelmed him. Her holiness that emanated forth from her left him breathless. As he realized in his dream, this woman was none other but Mary, the Mother of God. She came closer to Romanus. She carried in her hand a scroll. "Open your mouth," she cried out to him. Romanus, struck dumb, opened his mouth as the Blessed Virgin Mary shoved a scroll into his mouth and down his throat. "Eat, eat," she beckoned. And so he ate the scroll. In the choir stall, Romanus's sleeping head, his chin wet with drool, his mouth wide open, suddenly woke up. He shot out of his choir stall and he ran before the bishop and begged the bishop to let him approach the pulpit one more time. The archbishop gave his blessing and Romanus climbed up the steps into the pulpit and he closed his eyes. He opened his mouth and he chanted extemporaneously the very first Kentuckian on that holy Christmas Eve. The word Kentuckian is a Greek word, and it comes from the word for the wood that a scroll is rolled up on, is wound up on. Kentuckians are now very famous in the theological hymnody of the Orthodox Church. And the first Kentuckian born came from the mouth of poor Romanus and sings, "Today the Virgin gives birth to the Transcendent One, and the earth offers a cave to the Unapproachable One. Angels and shepherds glorify him, and the Magi journey with the star. For to us has been born a little child, God before all time." Those who once mocked Romanus were now the ones with their mouths gaping wide open, stunned. He who had had no voice was given a miraculous voice. His nickname changed from Romanus the Poor to Romanus the Saint, the Melodist. The little deacon from Syria was made a medium for theological depth expressed through timeless hymnody. Romanus went on to write and chant countless catechions for the church, and he revolutionized Orthodox hymnody. They are still sung to this very day. In Romanus's mystical experience, in his Christmas Eve vision, he became impregnated with the Logos, the Word of God, by the Blessed Virgin Mary. Mother Mary in this story is the active seminal force that opens this mocked and humiliated deacon and fills him with Sophia, divine wisdom. His belly swells with the Word of God. The Mother of God feeds and fills Romanus, birthing within him a divine song, giving him a new vocation and a new charism. As Psalm 119 sings, "How sweet are your words to my mouth, sweeter than honey to my tongue." Receive with all humility this theology, this revelation of a divine wind who desires to blow through the lives of the small ones, the illiterate, the ones who stumble over their words, the ones who get stage fright, who have social anxiety, who wear camel's hair and eat bugs like John the Baptist, who don't think that they are the smartest person in the room. The Word of God wishes to blossom on the barren branch in unlikely places and persons. As our anthem tonight sung, its fairest bud unfolds to light amid the cold, cold winter. Then doth the rose bloom. This is the holy paradox of the Incarnation, and the story of Saint Romanus the Melodist inspires us to be open to digest, taste, and internalize the divine word, to feast upon the Logos, the poetry, the living creator, and to step out with that into new boldness, new courage, new names, new vocations, to allow God to sing her song into us and through us. And this Advent, to prepare our hearts to receive with gladness the greatest paradox of the long dream of time, when the timeless one stepped into time, when the uncontainable becomes confined to a womb, when the holiest of holies takes on bones, when one unexpected, unremarkable girl named Mary says yes and carries the word of life within her to share with all the world. Today, the Virgin gives birth to the transcendent one, and the earth offers a cave to the unapproachable one. Angels and shepherds glorify him, and the Magi journey with a star. For unto us there has been born a little child, God before all time. Amen.